The Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
You listen to Vectors Radio, FM 104.6, and I'm very pleased to say that we've got Anne Snow, who is a lead cancer nurse, and we've also got David Isaac on the phone as well. And we're talking about something very, very important. The Isle of Wight NHS Trust has seen a 25% in referrals to cancer services and are urging the public to get in touch with their GP if they have any symptoms that are that they're concerned about. So we're going to be chatting about that and what you should do and the steps and why and so on. So first of all, hello, David. Hello, Anne. How are you both?
Thank you.
Hi, thank you.
Obviously, this is a big problem that I've been hearing about for a while. How long has it been a problem, though?
I think since we went into the initial lockdown with first COVID thing that came through, we noted that there was a reduction in referrals coming in, despite national and Wessex and local campaigns to maintain the cancer services and the diagnostics at that point. And we have seen a rapid reduction, and obviously we are very concerned that at this point in the year we would normally have treated more patients than we have done. We're concerned that we're seeing late presentations now with varying types of cancer, and we want to make sure that moving forward patients are being seen and referred urgently so that we can get to the most appropriate treatment for them in a timely manner.
I'm guessing it's one of those diseases where you have to get it quick, and it's always better if you do. So, you know, don't delay and don't let what's going on around you put you off going to see the doctor. Is that fair to say?
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, please talk to family and friends if you're concerned about any symptoms that you have or any lumps and bumps. I mean, we should take particular notice, as we've said before, about changing bowel habit, blood in urine or poo, blood in poo or coughing up of any blood, unexplained pain that can occur, lumps, bumps or swellings, bloating that's occurred for 3 weeks or more, along with lower leg swelling, extreme tiredness and unexplained weight loss, a cough that's lasted over 3 weeks, chest pain or breathlessness, and any skin changes, moles that's changed in shape, colour, start itching, flaking or bleeding, you know, please report them to your GPs and get an early referral in to be reviewed.
I count myself as an ordinary average day bloke. I'm 55 years of age, and, you know, during this 9 months, I've noticed that things are changing anyway, but I've developed a lump on the top of my eyelid. And one of the things that stops me, and I'm pretty sure there's other people around there as well, and hopefully you'll be able to say some words that will make us feel like, hey, you should do what is necessary. One of the things I think, one is I don't want to be a burden, and I'm guessing you hear that a lot. And the other is, oh, it's all right, it's only a little bump, and I don't want to be a pain in the backside.
Sure. So one of the sort of catchphrases of that's come out nationally is, if it bothers you, then bother us. So if there is something that's worrying you, then we're very happy to hear from you, and you should give us a call, because we'd rather you didn't miss stuff that's important. So we'd rather you called us to have a chat with it about it, or decide what to do, and not bother. So the stuff that would usually bother you before, you should continue to bother with now.
Okay, and just so so everybody knows, what is the protocol now? Because, I mean, obviously, I haven't been to the doctor for quite some time, and I'm sure there's other people out there that are exactly the same. They haven't been. What's changed in a surgery now? What is the protocol now? We obviously make a phone call to, you know, book an appointment, and then what happens is it still the same, or has things changed?
So you've got a couple of options now. Like the rest of the UK and every other sector, really, there's been a change to more phone calls or online, and recent introduction to all the general practices is that there's a system called eConsult, And if you want to contact your doctor, sometimes that's the most efficient way of doing it. So you go onto your practice website and then you find the e-consult form. You get some questions from that, and then you will usually get a phone back from your doctor. That works very well, and I've been really impressed with how the Isle of Wight populations use that system. And the other thing is, of course, the old-fashioned way, which is to ring your doctor. You'll often get some questions from the patient coordinators, and then you'll generally get a ring back from your doctor or someone at the practice after that.
Is it fair to say that doctor surgeries are not quite as busy as they used to be because of the current situation?
I wish that were the case, but no, we're still very busy, but lots and lots of the work is on the phone, which often takes longer than face-to-face because you've got to get more of a history, you've got to be safe. So, yeah, no, there's definitely, sadly, not any reduction in busyness in general practice.
So you must, if you're going to go, you've got to go. If you've got something that you feel you should talk about, then, you know, like you said, if it bothers you, then it bothers, we've got to bother you, which, you know, you've got to do. But obviously take a mask, and you've got to follow all the protocols that are in place to keep yourself safe.
Yes, of course, yeah. In most surgeries, take a mask, take some hand gel, and then, but when you've been invited into the surgery, you'll get instructions from the patient coordinators.
And surely, if people are bothered by little things, or, you know, if it's keeping them awake, or if, you know, they seriously have a problem, but they just keep shoving it away because, you know, oh, it's the situation. They don't want to be bothered with me because they're busy already, because that's what we're hearing. That's not the case. You've got to go and see the doctor. What sort of common stuff are we looking at here? Arnie, you sort of outlined, you know, changes in bowel habits and blood in your pee and your blood and so on, in your poo and unexplained pains. What sort of pains are we talking about? Are we talking, you know, we're not talking knees, are we? I'm guessing we're talking knees in the stomach and elsewhere.
Yeah, pain in the abdomen, pain in the chest. You're right about any blood where there shouldn't be blood. It's very important. It's particularly important if you've noticed a mole that's changed colours. Any lumps, particularly, you know, breast lumps, anything like that, we're very keen to see people.
Any pain that's persistent and doesn't go away, and it's, you know, becoming long-standing, uncomfortable, you know, and just slightly different to a normal headache or, you know, a normal abdominal discomfort.
But just say, for instance, if you've got a cough that's lasting over 3 weeks, so it says on the press release that I've got here, is that going to be related to cancer, do you think, or is that going to be related to, because this will put people, not put people off, it will worry them, is it to do with COVID?
Sure. If you've got a cough for a few days, then you contact COVID line. If you've had a cough for 3 weeks, then you will have either been through COVID and out the other side, if it's that sort of timescale. So 3 week cough is definitely something you should be calling your doctor for. Your doctor may well just go straight ahead and organise a chest x-ray for that. So, yeah, that's certainly an important thing to be calling your doctor about.
Do you know, it's an interesting article that I read a couple of years ago, and it was to do with wives saving husbands' lives and vice versa, because they would check each other's moles that they can't see. Obviously, one's on the back and so on that you can't actually see. So, I mean, you know, we've got some details in front of us that says moles that have changed shape, colour, grows or starts itching or flaking or bleeding. You know, some of that you won't be able to do yourself. So maybe we should urge your partners to, you know, if you've got a worry about a mole, or just check places where you can't see from time to time.
Yes, absolutely. I think so. And I mean, we're very fortunate on the island to have our new system where we can send photographs through to dermatologists for urgent review. And they are seen then by a consultant and advice is given and sent back almost immediately. And, you know, this has been running and the West of Wessex are quite envious of our systems because we have detected cancers earlier, but we've also managed to get other conditions to treatment quicker than we would normally and bring people in for reviews as necessary.
Now, there will be people out there that will think, OK, I've heard of the stories of people, you know, they get referred and then, you know, they get told that they've got bad news and then they might have to go to the mainland and so on. And then that might put them off because of the current tier system we're in. And we're, you know, we're relatively safe here, supposedly on the Isle of Wight. And can we travel to Portsmouth? Can we travel to Southampton? What would you say to those people that are worried about that?
I mean, we've got everything in place at the hospital to make, you know, all investigations that are performed quite secure. The environment's clean, everybody's wearing masks and everybody's being treated appropriately. If you come in for a CT scan or a biopsy, we're keeping people until their most, you know, appropriate appointment time. So you just come in for that length of time and then can leave again. It's all very controlled. Travelling to the mainland, we have got obviously the concessions on the ferries for cancer patients that are going to and fro. And we do still have a lot of patients travelling for treatment, but in a safe manner. And the mainland hospitals as well are obviously doing what they can to make sure that, you know, we proceed and carry on with surgeries and chemotherapies and radiotherapies. We do a lot of chemotherapy and immunotherapy here, and some surgeries, but there is the travel involved. And we totally understand the anxiety, but the cancer nurse specialists are all here to help and support. As long with Wessex Cancer Trust, they are also supporting with the Daisy Bus, and that still exists. And we phone them when we know patients are going over so that we ensure that they are picked up from the other side. And Wessex Cancer Trust have been absolutely amazing throughout COVID, liaising with the ferry companies and making sure things are in place for island patients.
So the message is simple: do it, and don't worry about the, you know, having to travel and COVID and so on and so forth. Yes, you have to be aware of it, but everything is taken care of in a safe manner. How long? Just say, for instance, if we phone today, how long waits are there to actually see a consultant?
So, in line with the national guidance, anybody should be seen within a 2-week time frame. So, if a GP does a referral today. We are very good at achieving our 2-week wait referral standard, whereby most patients are seen within that time, unless it's patient choice, but we are achieving that.
And in fact, most patients are seen a lot faster than that.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
So when it comes down to the next couple of days, we're obviously going to be, you know, it's going to be Christmas, you know, and cancer doesn't have Christmas off. So you know, when should we phone up until Christmas and after? When can we start phoning again?
So the surgeries are open every day except for Christmas Day and Boxing Day, those holidays. So you can phone the surgeries at any normal time from 8:30 till 6:30. You can use the e-consult service even on Christmas Day and Boxing Day. So yeah, we're not closing any more than we would any other year over the Christmas.
I'm guessing that, you know, I'm now thinking that those people that are listening to this and thinking, well, I'm a bit concerned about something that I've found or something that's happened, surely it would be better to do something now. Because if you leave it a couple of weeks or a month, these things develop, and there's more of a chance that it develops to a situation where it can't be treated.
Yes, you're absolutely right. If you detect cancers earlier, they have massively better outcomes. So yeah, your advice is perfect, and we'd be very pleased to see anybody that calls with something that suggests cancer, and we will put them into the system that works very well, and we'll see them as possibly can, and we want to continue to do that.
So just going back to the big announcement that we've seen a 25% drop in referrals, you know, that's a massive leap. This time last year, how many was it that big last year, or, you know, has it ever been zero?
No, we've never had zero referrals, but we have seen a drop in the patients being referred through to diagnostics. I mean, on the island, we always diagnose over 1,000 patients per year with a cancer, whether that be colorectal or lung. Colorectal tends to be about 120 patients. Urology tends to be 350. Lung tends to be just over the 100. So we know approximately, and there has been a year-on-year slight increase in that. So So we know approximately the numbers that we expect to be referred in from GPs and, you know, from patient reporting. And so therefore, during COVID, to see this drop is a real concern for us, because patients are presenting late now, and we want those referrals to start coming back so that, you know, they are earlier in their pathway and earlier for treatments, and so that there are more treatment options available.
Okay. I mean, the message is simple then. If you have any symptoms, any lumps, bumps, concerns, you've got to get in touch with the doctor. You've got to go to your GP and get it checked out, even for just peace of mind. At the end of the day, you might be all clear and then you can breathe a big sigh of relief. Don't leave it. Do it as soon as you possibly can.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Is there anything you want to add?
No, I think you've done a great job covering exactly the message that we wanted to get across.
Well, I'm going to make the phone call because I'm serious about the lump on my eyelid. I mean, you know, I'm typical bloke. You know, it'll go, don't worry. And it's not, and it's been there for a while. So, you know, I'm not just going to urge everybody else to do it. Just, you know, I'm going to do it as well. So, you know, please, if you are concerned about anything out there, you found something that you're concerned about, or maybe your loved one is concerned about, don't do what I'm doing. Do what I'm just about to do, and that is pick up the phone and make a call.
Thanks very much. That's great.
Yeah.